Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Rhys Williams has shut down a call to bring the region's retail trade hours in line with Metropolitan Perth.
Okay.
Saying that's not in Mandurah's best interest. That was an idea that was floated by a representative for Lakeland Shopping Centre.
Okay. And what would that benefit? Do they think...
I don't know. Well,
is it pushing the times back? Like starting...
Opening them later? I'm not
sure. Opening later and shutting later?
Do they... Definitely shutting later, I imagine. I don't know about the start time.
Because I believe Perth's a bit later now, isn't it? 10 till 6 or something like that.
Is it? I'm not even sure. But there you go. I think most shopping centres in Perth shop till, not shopping centres, but most of the supermarkets are open till like 9-ish.
Yeah, supermarkets seem to be later now. I don't know about the city, but you know, like in Melbourne, nothing opens until 10. Like
yeah,
the streets are dead. You can't get anything. And then they're open way into the night, you know, like around 10 o'clock at night, there's still shops open.
The hope was to try and combat unemployment and stuff like that. I don't know if that's necessarily what the result would be of it. I don't even know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Don't know. I mean, it'd be certainly nice to have more options when it comes to evening-related, you know, grocery shopping and stuff.
I guess it depends. I mean, our work hours aren't the usual. For me, I'm shopping in the middle of the day, so...
We're not the best ones to ask on this one. Although, you know, I do wonder, like, how many people... For example, need to take advantage of a 24-hour department store. Like, are there people that are shopping for camping goods at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Like, I feel like after May, even 9 would be pushing it for me. After 9 o'clock at night, surely there's no one in a department store.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? If it's an emergency,
but then I think back.
Then what's an emergency?
Well, who knows? A camping emergency, people. And then I think back about, you know, what I got up to in my 20s. Maybe, you know, maybe when I was single. Didn't have a family, kept the strangest of ours. Even then, I don't think I'd be going into an apartment store.
I don't think I could muster the enthusiasm to get out of the house that late at night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting on the lounge, oh, I really need to get this stuff. I'm going to go right this second.
If you could have taken advantage of a Big W or a Target or a Kmart at 3 o'clock in the morning, then feel free to...
Let us know.
Yeah, explain the scenario where that's necessary.
It's a whole new world for us.
They
don't
exist.
Understand.
I know someone is because they're open for that long. Anyway.
Must be a demand.
And another big bit of news, 2 years after losing Roger, the buffest roo in Australia, we have a new contender, possibly a local contender. Erskine kangaroo Brutus apparently has
Brutus
apparently has pecks of steel and a taste for roses.
A taste for roses. Eats roses, does he?
He does.
Eats roses for breakfast.
Roses.
He's got some big shoulders.
He's
on
got
him,
some big shoulders. I think he might be carrying a bit of extra weight just quietly. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not down with Roo Anatomy, but there you go.
He looks pretty big.
He does. So
watch out. Is that what you're saying? Watch your back.
Or do we call him Slash? You know,
Slash.
Well, Steel and Roses, Gunsy, who's the guitarist for Guns and Roses. I don't know. I'm just trying to think. Anyway, perhaps we have a local competitor. We may have a new tourist attraction. Is my
right.
Point. I think that's my point.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First off, this weekend is the official Clean Up the World weekend.
Clean Up the World. That's
right.
Big
it is.
Task.
You probably better start now. I'd start right now. That's right. It was established in 1993 and is one of the world's largest community-based environmental programs. Community groups, schools, businesses, local governments can all get involved. Check out cleanuptheworld.org.
Nice.
September 15th. Today is the International Day of Democracy.
Oh.
That's right. Every other day, we live in a dictatorship, obviously. No, it's the day to check out the state of our politics, I guess. We are pretty lucky. We do actually get to have a say by voting. It may not be the perfect system, but we haven't come up with anything better just yet that I'm aware of.
No, it is pretty good when you compare it to the rest of the world, I think.
Yeah, it could certainly be worse. Prepare yourself too, because September 15 in the States is Get Ready Day. Established in 2006 by the American Public Health Association, the goal of Get Ready Day is to arm individuals, families and communities with knowledge that will help them cope with natural disasters, infectious diseases and pandemic illnesses.
Well,
I know.
It's a bit late.
If only we'd done that before this year.
If only we listened every other year.
But maybe it's a good year to make a fire plan, given that, for example.
We missed the pandemic boat, but hey.
And while you're there, stock up on toilet paper. Now, astronomers apparently have found a key gas on Venus, phosphine gas, if you're wondering, that's apparently linked to life. They reckon apparently under UV radiation, when there's oxygen about, chloroform slowly converts into phosgene, which is what they call phosphine gas. Anyway, so it's a suggestion there's life there.
So they
right?
found farts on Venus, is that what you're saying?
This is what I think we're talking about here. What they're calling it the enticing possibility.
Enticing?
The planet could be supporting life in some form. Now, they say conditions on Venus are often described as hellish, with daytime temperatures hot enough to melt lead, and an atmosphere comprised almost entirely of carbon dioxide. Yet, something out there seems to be farting its way to glory.
Yeah.
I know. I've found a kindred. Very interesting. I've found a kindred spirit on Venus. Of course, I'm only slightly disappointed.
It's your kind. It's where you came from.
It's one of me. I'm only slightly disappointed that we haven't detected gas on Uranus, but, you know.
Don't point at me when you say that.
Anyway, give it time,
Give it time.
Well, it was a big night last night for reality TV.
Oh.
The Mask Singer was finally unveiled. And now, I'm not even going to say that we were certain about a few of them, but I'm not surprised to see Eddie Perfect.
Yeah, it was the frill neck. Oh, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. Yeah,
Aruga. and also, of course, the other one.
The Queen was Kate Miller-Heidke.
Kate Miller-Heidke, which I think everyone kind of picked going in. Neither of them won, though.
No, the winner was the, what would you call it? The Ned Kelly looking.
Oh, yeah, Ned Kelly.
The Bush Ranger, that's what they called it.
That's it, yeah.
I was convinced Jess Malloy. The voice sounded like Jess Malloy.
Not so.
The winner
was a bit
was
of Vanessa Amorosi's in there too, but none of that.
It was Bonnie Anderson.
Who, yeah, who was on Neighbours?
She's on Neighbours. She was on Britain's Got Talent last year, and she's been on Australia's Got Talent when she was 12. Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, she's been around for a while apparently, but she's on Neighbours and she won, I mean, rightfully so because a few people, I think Jackie O might have said her name, thrown it out there.
Yeah, a few of them actually did suggest. Two of them were suggesting
But hey, there you go. The winner is Bonnie Anderson.
And after all of the dramas to get the finale together, it was interesting because there were screens and it was shot from interesting angles. And I think Cooper spent most of the day going, Dad, so hang on. I can see one of them is on a screen because she looks all blurry. he was spending more than, I think, half of the show trying to work out how exactly they'd done it.
They did a good job,
They did do it well.
To be able to pull it off. So, yeah, that's it for another year.
A lot of green screen and a lot of Zoom, I think, is the key to make that come together. So then we move into new territory and there is Bachelorette coming up
next. I think that's on the way. The Bachelor's still on, so probably another month or so away. But the sisters, there's two of them this time, fighting over the same men.
Hang on, so
it's going to be messy.
So they're looking for two blokes, though?
Yes.
Unless they do fight over the one bloke.
They want to have that kind of marriage, that kind of arrangement.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Because sisters never disagreed, did they? 97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed. And with today's entertainment news that's up and walking just hours after surgery, Nikki Parkinson.
Thanks. Miley Cyrus has revealed during a radio interview that both Dua Lipa and Billy Idol will feature on her upcoming album.
You guys think I'm joking, but I'm not. I've got Dua and Billy Idol on the same record, and that is meant to be played at a festival. People, like, coming together, community, the kind of magnetic quality of music. That's what it's about. I just want it to get to live its fullest potential.
Well, they haven't played at a festival.
Yeah, so I think she's saying that it may not be released for quite some time because it's meant to be played at a festival. So we're not going to hear it until we can kind of do those gatherings again, which is a shame. But she also said she has a song on the record that sounds like if Britney Spears and Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails came together. I can't even fathom what that would sound like, but Miley's doing it, so it's going to be amazing.
Bring it on.
Let's face it. Keith Urban and Pink have made a song together. The pair will team up to debut the joint single, which is called One Too Many, at Wednesday's American Country Music Awards. Urban is also a first-time host at the ceremony, which, thanks to the pandemic, will be broadcast from three separate Nashville venues. I don't know how he's going to be at all three at once, but
Right.
Keith makes magic happen, we know that.
He just do it all from his house, really.
Probably on his couch. They will also be joined by Taylor Swift, who will perform her folklore tune, Betty. Meanwhile, Urban's latest album, The Speed of Now Part 1, drops on Friday. Chris Hemsworth has crashed a local weather report on the Today Show. Weather presenter Lauren Phillips was in Scone, New South Wales at a horse stud when Hemsworth crashed her live report.
Hi, Beck. I am in Scone this morning. I've been telling you all morning. I'm in the horse capital of Australia, but I was yet to find a horse, so I thought I should hot-foot it up to one of the horse studs and check out the beautiful...
Heard you talking about looking for some horses. There's a bunch down here, actually.
What are you actually doing up here in Scone? Can I ask?
I'm here visiting the guys from Aussie Ark and Wild Ark, who are doing some amazing conservation work protecting Australia's ecosystems.
It must be nice to be back home in Australia for a while. This is probably the longest you've been here.
It is. I've been here all year, and it's been fantastic being with the family and laying low and keeping an eye on the horses back there.
Well, we know you love your horses, so we should get out and have a gallop. What do you reckon?
We should. If any escape, we're gonna track them down. So until then, we'll be standing right here waiting for them to escape.
I did tell the guys back in the studio that we were having an interview with someone up here. They thought it was going to be a horse. So I reckon I've pulled this one off and I've done a little better than Beck thinking that I was going to find a rogue horse to interview.
I'm a little like a rogue horse as well. I'm going to escape here at some point and they'll have to lasso me.
She found a horse, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. And Justin Bieber has some new music coming out on Friday, everyone. Fans are speculating it's going to be a collaboration with K-pop group BTS.
Ah, yes.
After he's been raving about them for the past week, even recording a news package for them.
Yeah.
So if you want to pre-save the song, you can go to jbsoon.com or you can just wait till Friday.
Nikki and Zamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3. Coast FM.